Back on Downtown, time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in our friend Mark Calnan of Eastern Maine Sports this afternoon. Mark, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Rich?
Doing well, thank you. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of a break between seasons, but not much of one. I've already seen some pictures. You're right back at it.
Yeah, we've been out there. We were at Foxcroft Central the other night, boys game. Got a game next week, and there's some good action going on. We're going to be following no broadcast tonight, but Chris is at Brewer for the big Nokomis Brewer Clash, and that should be a lot of fun.
Boy, absolutely. That one sold out yesterday because, two good teams, first of all, but also a chance to see the guy everybody's talking about, and not just in Eastern Maine, but all over the state of Maine, and Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, not just this state. I mean, he's ranked fifth or sixth nationally in his class. And I honestly don't. I don't know if you got a chance to see him play, Rich. But if you can check out tonight's game online, definitely do that because we haven't seen a kid like this in this state. Certainly not at 14 years old.
No, and somebody, one of my students today said, is he the best high school player Maine's ever produced? I said, the jury's still out until we let him actually play an official game or two along the way. But we've seen some talented players, but that combination of talent and the size that he possesses, I think, puts him in a pretty unique class.
Yeah, I don't know if we can call him the best ever in Maine right now, but I think we can definitely say he's the best freshman ever.
Yes.
We don't know how long he's going to be in Maine. You know, there's possibilities that he'll play elsewhere after this, but I think we just got to enjoy it. And if everybody gets a chance to see him in person or live, and his brothers might be the second best freshman in the state. he's pretty darn good too.
Well, let's talk about, as we get ready to kick off the season officially here, let's start on the boys' side, Mark. Who are a few of the teams to keep an eye on this basketball season?
Well, the one we just talked about, Nokomis, I think they're the favorite A, but Brewer and Skowhegan are right there with them, and Brewer already had a big win over Skowhegan. And, tonight's, it's early in the season, but it's a big game for both teams. Nokomis is highly touted, but Brewer can play with anybody, and if they're shooting well, they got a decent chance in this game. That's in Class A. In Class B, I think Ellsworth may be the favorite, but Foxtrot Ponies, Toby Nelson has got quite a team this year, led by Philip Brickage, a foreign exchange student. They're really good, and they can play with anybody. Prescott made a big statement the other night. Beating Old Town by 20. They're led by Malachi Cummins, and they're a talented group there. In Class C, I don't know. Dexter's going to be good, I think, and I think Penquist hasn't played a game yet, but they play tonight. Actually, play Dexter. That's kind of a big game early on in Class C. See where they match up. But those are some teams in the boys' ranks. And in girls' ranks in Class B, Old Town made a nice statement last night, beating Herman. Skowhegan, led by J.C. Christopher, I think is one of the top teams in A. They'll be good. In C, Central's led by Izzy Allen. They're going to be right there in the mix with a bunch of other teams there at the top of Class C. Penobscot Valley and Dexter defensively can match up with anybody.
Now, of course, things are going pretty well right now, but we keep looking at those rising case counts, the Omicron variant apparently here in the state of Maine, so there's certainly some uncertainty going forward. As a result of that, and what has been going on anyway, we're still going to have an open tournament this year, right?
Yeah, open tournament. Kind of when I say a big game, it's kind of, put it in perspective. I mean, everybody's going to make it, but it is, big for seasons and momentum and all that. But yeah, open tournament, which I think is good because I don't know if every team's going to get in all 18 games. You know what I mean? And that obviously presents a disadvantage when it comes to the standings. I know some teams, Stearns, they haven't played a game yet because, other teams haven't played a game because of weather, like Dexter Girls, they don't play until next week, and it has to do with weather and just their opponents haven't been able to play. But, like, Stearns probably won't be able to play until after Christmas at this point. So, it's going to be tough for some teams to get in 18 games if this kind of thing happens, especially if it happens twice.
Well, yeah, look at the problems the NFL and the National Hockey League are dealing with.
Yeah, Bruins canceled, right, for a couple of games?
It looks that way, yes.
Yeah, and then, you know, in the NFL, the games being moved to Monday and Tuesday. You know, it's definitely here. I don't know if you saw it online today, the tournament right now. The NBA says we're, you know, still planning on, you know, at the Cross Center and at the Gus Civic Center and the Cross Arena down in Portland. You know, it's right now, it's still a go.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for all of that, but it's exciting to get this new season going and see some of the talent across the state of Maine. How many years will this be for you, Mark, covering high school basketball?
12 years covering basketball, and, you know, this is pretty exciting. You know, it's kind of, I mean, we broadcast last year, and it was very important because a lot of parents couldn't go to the games, but it's kind of our first kind of, I don't know how to say it, normal season that we're broadcasting, so we're kind of looking forward to it. We, you know, we got a nice schedule. You know, we've got a few more games there, you know, in the 2021 calendar year, and then we're loaded come mid-January. We've got a busy schedule.
Well, we hope for you and especially for all the high schoolers that we can keep this season as normal as possible out there. And, of course, always to find out what's going on in high school sports, make sure you go to Eastern Maine Sports for all the great coverage there. Mark, we look forward to another fun season with you. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rich. And I think this might be the last time we talk this year. So
you're right. Merry Christmas to you and your family and a happy new year as well. And we'll talk with you in 2022.
Same to you. Merry Christmas, Rush. Take care.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Cowland of Eastern Maine Sports on the High School Report with us here on Downtown. Our High School Report brought to you every week by Sweats Tires, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor, and by The First. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.